We could continue to sing, but we are here to hear the word of the Lord, to receive it by faith, and to ask God that He gives us the strength to also live accordingly, to do accordingly, to become doers of the word. For thus saith the Holy Scripture. I would like to read a word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, and then we will also read other scriptures. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, from verse 42. It says, Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now comes the verse upon which we will put the emphasis. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. This word touched me in these days very much. The Lord had the people of Israel before Him. They didn't recognize the hour of God's visitation. They rejected their Messiah, the cornerstone. They could not place it into their building. They were building according to their own imaginations. And the Lord gave the threat and said, Therefore, why? Because they rejected the chief cornerstone upon which the whole building should rest. This cornerstone they rejected. Religion they had many things, but that what was necessary as the starting point, what had to be laid as a foundation, this they didn't have. What good is then the whole building? We have hundreds of Christian churches, but in the moment when Christ, as our brother tried to say, when Christ does not get the right place as the first and the last, as the corner and as the capstone, as Alpha and Omega, as the one who was and is and who is to come, the Almighty. In that moment, the people built, but they built in vain. They built upon sand, not upon the rock. The Lord said it in the parable of the two different possibilities. It is being built. Some built upon sand, the others upon the rock. What does this rock mean? The rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And upon this rock, not upon you, but upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here was the cornerstone, And he reminded the listeners on the word from Psalms 118. For here it is written, from verse 22, Psalms 118, from verse 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And then comes the wonderful verse that follows this miracle. Verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The rejection of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, by the people of Israel had the consequence that the salvation of God could come upon the whole earth, that all peoples, tongues and nations have become part in the salvation of God and in the grace of God. Here we may say, the one that could be called as not being good served the others for the good. It is exactly like that. To some, the Lord is a rock of offense, a stumbling block. To the others, he is the rock of salvation and the precious cornerstone. So, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is that day of salvation. When the Bible speaks of the day which the Lord has made, then it is the day of salvation. We can read it in the prophet Isaiah and then in the New Testament. This is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time, the time for the nations. But let us come back to this verse that has such a weight. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. What good is religion, also Christian religion, if not the kingdom of God can be manifested in our midst, if not Bible prophecies find their fulfillment, when only the people hold a office, but when nothing can be seen and heard of the ruling of God? Kingdom of God means to have part in that what God does in His kingdom. In the kingdom of God, not people act and function, but God is the one who acts and who walks, who speaks, who saves, who heals, who redeems, and who brings salvation by revealing Himself to His people. We know very well that there is no lack of religions, also not of churches and denominations. By the way, I spoke last week or 2 weeks ago. I spoke to a great preacher and he was very surprised. He said, Brother Frank, this I would never have expected, that you give me such answers to my questions. And then he added, all what you have said, I can only confirm it with an amen. People have listened half when half truths were proclaimed. And then they didn't understand anything anymore. But in the moment when we listen fully, where the whole truth is preached, there we are led by the Spirit of God into all the truth. Then to all half measure must be made an end. And we have to expect and count with it that we not only say with our lips, we belong to God, we are in the kingdom of God. Here it is about more. I read this verse again. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. It is about the fruit in the kingdom of God. It is about that God can do according to his word in his kingdom among them who believe him, that he can confirm, that he can fulfill, that he can bring forth fruit. Namely that, what he promised, to let it become divine reality. The people of Israel, at that time, they resisted. It is written, he came to his own, and his own received him not. And you all know, if you know the Holy Scripture, how difficult it was made to him with his ministry. And then came the moment that he had to say, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you. They were children of promise, seed of Abraham. And yet, by false teaching and by holding fast to their traditions, they missed the hour of God's visitation and could not bring forth fruit in the kingdom of God. But instead, they practiced religious politics. The same we have today in all the world. Religious politics. And politics in itself is already dangerous. And if it is religious, then it is very dangerous. For then it is most harmful. In the kingdom of God, it is not about some clever moves right and left. In the kingdom of God, it is about that the scripture is fulfilled and that God comes to his right. It is about people who believe him, who have a willing spirit and who obey him, so that the fruit in the kingdom of God can be manifested. You, who you know the scriptures, you all know what was promised, and you had the opportunity to read and to recognize that the bringing forth of fruit in the kingdom of God, it was always the fertilization of the word, of the divine promise that God has given for a specific purpose and time. What happened with Mary? The word of promise was brought to her. She believed, and the Spirit of God came upon her. And the fruit of her body was holy. It started with the bringing forth of fruit. The Lord Jesus said in John 15, I ordained you that you go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit remaineth. The Lord said then to the Jews who did not believe, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you. The outward form was there. On every Sabbath, they were singing long and loudly. The sacrifices were given. Everything continued as if heaven would not have come forward. As if God would not have done anything on earth. On the contrary, this Jesus from Nazareth was looked at by the religious leaders as a troublemaker, as a man who was against them. He was not against them. They were against him. And the same was with all the prophets and all the apostles. And it's even today like this. We have heard it, especially from the mouth of Brother Branham. He said, I have nothing against you, my beloved brothers and sisters, who you are in the denominations. But I have something against the denominations that hold you. This is a big difference whether one attacks a prison and pulls down the walls there, or whether one attacks those who are inside of it. One always has to see things correctly. We, as children of God, are now in this generation. We have been ordained by God and set to bring forth the fruit that shall come forth in the kingdom of God. Namely, that this fruit is brought forth through us. As it was then, so it must be now. Perhaps I will still come briefly to the scripture in the prophet Isaiah, namely the well-known scripture to all of us from Isaiah chapter 40. We emphasized it here already, but biblical truths cannot be repeated often enough and be put upon the lampstand. Here it says, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Not for a man. Also this we said, a prophet or man of God does not blow his own trumpet. He doesn't prepare a way for himself, not his work or something like that. A man sent from God comes with the word of God. For the hour he lives in the presence of God and receives the word that presently applies as the divine promise to bring it to the people of God so that it can be fertilized and that the whole church is revived and that fruit can come forth. Amen. One can many times not express precisely what one actually should and wanted to say. In verse 6 it is written, the voice said, cry. And he said, another translation says, preach. Doesn't matter. When God sends someone, he will cry, he will preach, he will do what God commands him. I will take this now over into the New Testament. And there you can read it directly in the first sermon of Jesus. In the first sermon of Jesus, here it says, in those days came John, Matthew 3, from verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And now comes the testimony about John. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. In the prophet Isaiah, it was a word. Here, the word is shown in the fruit-bringing fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Jesus and also John both began with the same words. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. To the Jews he said, from you the kingdom of God will be taken, and it will be given to a people that brings forth fruit. When we look into church history, then we find out time and again God called out people from a rigid form whom he could revive, whom he could quicken, whom he could fertilize, to by them preach the word of the hour and to thus bring forth the fruit. And then came again a consolidation. And thus the kingdom of God, that is of course alive, just as God's word is alive and God is alive, the kingdom of God does not fit in any dead form. The kingdom of God has life and is in the midst of us and does not come with observation, but it is the power of God in us that makes the word a reality. Out of every rigid form, God, throughout the centuries, he always has taken a remnant to walk on with them, to continue to work, so that fruit comes forth in the kingdom of God. What use is a kingdom of God without fruit? The Lord seeks fruit. You know the parable of the tree. He looked at it, and the tree had no fruit. And he said, no man shall eat fruit of thee forever. And the tree withered from the root to the top. The Lord seeks fruit, the fruit of the kingdom of God, which the Holy Spirit works in the believers who at that time receive God's word of promise in a believing heart. And then the Spirit of God brings forth the fruit. Then it's not the church to which one belongs. Somebody phoned me recently and asked if he could become a permanent member and what conditions there are. I said there are only permanent members in the body of Jesus Christ who were put together by God, but there are no club members in the church of the living God. Look, God had to make a new beginning over and again. He began with the people of Israel, and he found out that they did not recognize that a new day, a new epoch, a new time broke forth. They walked on in their old, treaded out ways and didn't have the courage to stop and to make a new beginning. The Lord got angry. He was hurt. He wept over Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that you in this your hour would have recognized what serves for your peace. The same the Lord says every time when he starts a revival, when he puts a word upon the lampstand, then the people in all religious churches and denominations, they are addressed and they must make their decision. In the moment where one rejects the word of God in its entirety, and in particular the promises that he has given, then only a dead form is left. And then the kingdom of God is taken and given to them who are ready to walk on with God, who are ready to believe God, whatever it may cost. May the people think what they like. We follow the Lord. Certainly, when I now make this remark, then I don't do this because of a dishonest reason. But you know very well, if one today belongs to the greatest church, then one is very much respected. If one belongs to the second largest, then it's also okay. And then to some who are also well known internationally, then it's also still all right. But if it then comes down the line to the last so-called free denominations, if it then comes to that we freely confess that God remembered us also in his word, that God also included our time in his plan, and thanks be unto him for it. If he would not have done this, I would not be standing here today. Then I wouldn't know what to preach at all. Shall I waste my time to probably speak about that and to reason about that, what God has done? Or am I here to believe with all my heart what he promised for today and to have part in it, to bring forth the fruit in the kingdom of God? God is not interested in religion. God is interested in people who believe him, who trust him, who come out of all dead, rigid religious organizations and who walk forward with him, believing him and accept the word of the hour to bring forth the fruit which God wants to see now. For you know very well, where something shall be harvested, where fruit shall come forth, there must be sown. And we must sow over and again. It is written, it will not cease, sowing and harvesting, summer and winter, and so forth. But it's the same in the spiritual realm. It is a continuing plan of salvation. And we are a firm part of the last chapter of the plan of salvation, which now finds its completion on the earth. And therefore, we have to believe the words of the divine promise. If I now make a comparison, whoever has read church history knows in what kind of way men of God were used, and revivals came up, times of refreshing, outpourings of the Spirit, great signs and wonders. And after the first round, it began to organize a little bit. A form came up. A shaping took place. And already the spiritual death was programmed. For God is only there at home where He can work, where He can speak, walk, and act. Only there where people not only speak of Him, but where they are spoken to by Him and believe what He says and keep it in a good and fine heart. Many, this you know very well, I didn't say this here before, but recently I have seen in a mighty Pentecostal meeting, I have seen a woman, and I knew on the spot that she is a witch. But they laid her onto the platform probably 2 weeks ago. And she was singing hallelujah and so forth. You all know, at such occasions, I have no rest until I know where I'm at. And then I had to make sure, and this I did. I said it straight to the woman's head, what kind of book she read, what she has done, and what she is doing now. And she winced and asked me from where I know this, how I even come to this. I could not explain it to her, but I knew this is a totally strange spirit. And she also had written on her banner in English the words, I want unity. And when it then came to the point, actually I shouldn't tell you all this, but Satan, he even came unto the platform, very religiously disguised, with the term unity, love, peace, brotherhood, and whatever phrases. The hour of divine truth has come, and the truth is God's word. And under it, everything has to submit, and thereby the spirits are separating. Also, with such a lady, you can talk with her for hours. And if you don't come to the core, then you can talk with her. But in the moment where the thing is touched, and this I did, for this cause I'm here. And then the hornet's nest was really in turmoil. What is it? People have a religious spirit and speak of God and only of God and then even of the cosmic power and so on. I said, stop. Now I speak in the name of the Lord. You have to let them speak from time to time to really know what it's all about. God behind, God in front, God up, God down, God omnipresent, and all and so on. And God and Satan were at the end just one coin with two different sides. But then it was closing time. Then in the true sense of the word, it was closing time. God and Satan are so far from one another. Yes. God is God and Satan is Satan. God is light and Satan is darkness. But Satan really managed, as Paul said, he disguises him pious. Yes, this lady could have been a Catholic priest. That's how she was dressed, full in black, very elegant. Yes, she truly could have climbed into a pulpit and carry out some kind of duty. No, we have reached the moment where the truth has to be preached, that all who are of the truth are delivered from all error and come into the truth. A religious spirit and the Holy Spirit are two totally different things. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He leads into the Word. The other spirit, you know, also the evil spirits said in the days of our Lord, "We know who you are. You are the Son of God, or the Son of the Most High. Or I looked it up today. You are Jesus of Nazareth." The devil, he can imitate everything. Only one thing he cannot. He cannot remain in the Word. His first clever move was to dissuade the people from the Word, to lead them into transgression. And this he does even today. He promises them open eyes. Such people tell you into the face, "Yes, I'm in another dimension. And then I see things that cannot be sensed earthly." Yes, they see, but not that what should be seen. Let us briefly summarize for tonight. The undertaking of God is of course therein that His will be done on earth. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. This was the main objective in the prayer that was given to us. How can His kingdom come if His will cannot be done? How can His will be done if we didn't hear His will from the Word? Firstly, the will of God has to be shown to us from the Word of God and be preached, and only then the thing starts to move. Only then God's life comes into it. And that's what it's all about. It began with a sentence, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That's how it began, and that's how it will end. The kingdom of God cannot be joined. One has to be born into it. And it is written, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Most people think he already on the glory. This is included. But only people who were born of the seed of the Word, by the Holy Spirit, unto a new divine life, they are related to God. They have a relationship with the Word and a connection with God by the same Holy Spirit. And thus they can bring forth the fruit in the kingdom of God. And here somebody may say, "We, as the least, as people, who are not even socially acceptable. We shall be the ones God takes from all levels of education, from high to the low, and from the low to the high. But He takes only such people who don't tell Him what He shall do, but such who let Him say what they shall do and how it shall be in the kingdom of God. And therefore it is written, He wants to make such people out of us who walk in His ways. And this was the beginning of the message. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord. For what did God reveal unto us? His word and His will, that we submit to His word and are ready to do His will, so that His kingdom can come, and that His will be done in it, and that we can bring forth fruit for the glory of His name. As always, by the proclamation, a sowing took place, so also now a precious sowing takes place. And it is written that the fruit will be 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. When was it 30-fold? When only a part of the biblical truths were proclaimed, then no full fruit could be brought. The more the Word of God was proclaimed and believed and experienced, the more fruit could come forth. Now, at the end, it is no more a 30% thing or a 60%. I want to guarantee you, not as a man, but now, for God's sake, that He has revealed unto us His word in this time. I say it humbly, 100% He revealed it to us. Not only 30 or 60%, not partial truths, but the full truth and revelation of Jesus Christ and the mysteries of God and the will of God and whatever took place in all of church history. And what is going on now? This may sound now a bit arrogant, but God has brought us by grace up to date. We may say by grace that we may be up to date in His kingdom, that we don't live in a time or look back into the time, but to recognize our time, the day and the message that God has given us now by His grace. Are you grateful for it? For this, God's people are ordained. And I tell you already today, it will be with all the churches, also those in which 20 or 30 or 10 years ago was still spiritual life. It will happen to them as with the people of Israel, if they will not be ready to walk forward with God and to receive of the word of the divine promises, so that they can be revived and that fruit can come forth. Then just a rigid form is left, but God moves on. The words of God are spirit and life. They are no interpretation, but they have a meaning for us. And because we recognized the divine significance of the word, yes, the importance of the word we recognized. Therefore, we come together from near and far, not to have a bit religious entertainment here, but to be gathered in the presence of God and to hear the words of God with a willing spirit and say, Lord, let me have part in that what you're doing now. Let me be in your kingdom and let me experience how the fruit of your kingdom is manifested in your church by your grace. I believe that we will experience it as it was experienced then. Do you all believe it? Amen. With all my heart and with all my soul, we can testify the word did not remain veiled unto us. God has pulled us away from all the interpretations and explanations of human impressions and has spoken with us face to face, revealing unto us his living and true word. It became so fresh unto us as on that day when it came forth from the mouth of the Lord, from the mouth of the prophets and apostles, with the same clarity, penetrating as written, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and brings forth the fruit. Thanks be to God. You will bring forth the fruit of the kingdom of God in this time. God must have vessels. God must have a soil on which it can be sown. Here we are, Lord. Take us. We are available for you, that your way is prepared. Your kingdom come, your will be done, and the fruit which God requires from us, that it may come forth. I tell you now the truth. I have said to the Lord a couple of times in prayer, Lord, you can no longer believe me or anyone. We undertake so many things and always come too short. Our goals are higher. The will that we have doesn't reach to the deed. And if one then examines himself quietly in the presence of God, one is heartbroken. And one just says, Lord, be merciful and help. This concerns only you and me. What concerns God is this part. He remains true. He cannot deny himself. The scripture cannot be broken, as certain as he has spoken. And people are here who receive his divine speaking now as the word freshly revealed from the throne into their heart. It will be them through whom God will bring forth the fruit. There were wonderful times of revival in the past. God had various people and fellowships. All of them were carriers, and again carriers. Today, we are the carriers. And as we said many times, first, we are carriers of the promise. And when the hour of fulfillment comes, then the promise carries us into the land of promise. First, we carry the word, and then we are carried by the word. The word becomes reality in us. it becomes divine truth in you and in me, now, at the end of days. Are you happy about it? May God bless us all. Amen. Amen. Let us stand up and pray together. Heavenly Father, with all my heart, I thank you for your presence, for your word, for your Holy Spirit, who illuminates unto us the word and makes it alive and reveals it, showing the connections and by it glorifying you. For thus it is written, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will lead you into all truth. He will glorify me. Oh, be glorified. Be blessed. Be praised. Faithful Lord, wonderful is your name. Glorious art thou among your people today, alive as the risen one, as the present one, as the one who works, as the one who saves and heals and blesses. Lord, I thank you for your holy presence, and I ask you, let us all go with your moving. Let us become more thankful because we got a share in that what you are doing now. You are calling out from all peoples, tongues and nations, from all churches and fellowships, from all denominations. You call your people out, and out of this called out people, you make them the people that bears the fruit of the kingdom of God. Lord, here we are as miserable people, not worthy to have your name in our mouths, nor to have your word in our hearts. But we believe in the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. We believe in justification, sanctification, and baptism in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we believe with all our heart, as the scripture has said, let now come forth the fruit by the power of your Spirit in the blood-bought multitude. Worship and glory be unto your wonderful and holy name. Faithful God, it seems to us as if you would really have sat with us on the Mount of Olives, and that you spoke with us clear, without riddles, without parables, about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. O God, I thank you for the holy inspiration of the Holy Spirit who comes upon the church which believes the inspired word. Lord, your name be highly praised and highly blessed. We pray in particular for all who today are here for the first time. Beloved Lord, you speak one language to all people, from all peoples and nations. We ask you, may all open their hearts and believe you, and may they be born into the kingdom of God. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, thy name be hallowed among your people. Praise, honor, and glory be unto you throughout all eternity. Make out of us your people that bears the fruit of your kingdom in this time. My God, this is our prayer tonight. Hear us, for to this you have set us, that we in this time hear the word promised for this time and believe it, so that it can bring forth fruit. Glory to your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all the people say, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen.